This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello, welcome to Fully Charged Recharged.
What the fuck is happening?
I've never actually felt myself developing a cold. The other way, sometimes when you wake up, I don't think it's cold, I think it's something stuck in my throat. But you know when you wake up and you're smothered some morning and you're like, oh, something went on in my body overnight. It's like literally in the last 20 minutes I've just started coughing.
This is what it's been like for the last 20 minutes.
What's a good way of saying you're sick? Because that's a good way of saying it. I like when someone says, oh, I'm smothered.
Smothered's good.
Smothered's good,
I like it. Oh, I'm dosed.
Dosed is good. Smothered just makes you feel like the cold is on you and in you, and it's just like
you're weighed down by it.
It's around
you. Yeah, Alex, actually, I could hear a...
Oh no.
During the night. And then he woke up the same time as me to a toilet. And I was like, have you got a bit of it? He's like, yeah.
No.
And when Alex is sick,
it's bad.
Oh, you've been terrible time when he's sick.
Oh, jeez. I've already gotten the text. Picked me up a few bits of the cabas.
When Alex is sick, I know this is stupid, but I feel so bad for him because one, he's sick, and two, he has to deal with this. Mm. Like, just, Aisling, without fail, always says, get over it. You refuse to believe that man flu is a thing. You refuse.
It's the same as anybody else.
How do you know?
When I'm sick, he goes, get away from me, I don't want to be sick.
Yeah, I do the exact same thing.
It's not very nice.
What can you tell us about New York that you couldn't tell us on the show?
What can I tell you? Nothing really. Nothing wild or
exciting. PG holiday.
Dave put up a picture of him kissing. Kissing Pippa. I was like, oh my God, I've never seen Dave kiss anyone before. Actually, yes, I have at Emma's birthday. Never mind.
Kissing someone else, knocking someone else.
And on that note.
Ta-ra.
Get up. Good morning.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley in the morning.
Ah, good morning.
Good morning.
Did somebody let a man in here?
What are them sultry tones? Oh, hello, I'm back. Welcome. Welcome.
Welcome yourself.
Welcome to good radio again, huh?
That's him gone.
How you doing, Ash? Yeah, I had a good weekend. How about you?
Really good fun. Yeah. We had a really good time for the last week and a half, didn't we?
You had a great night with the gals.
I had a great night with the... Oh, it was very girly.
Oh, it's the start of business.
Okay, I'd like to start my three-part apology by saying...
Oh, lads, how are you? Good to
I'm
see your
really,
face.
I'm really, really good. It's great to see you as well. And do you know what? Obviously, because I'm back from holidays, I'm quite jet-lagged. So yesterday, like last night, I had the best sleep of my entire life.
You'll never hear this again from
David Hammond
on this show.
So you just need to appreciate, right? Yeah. I got home at 8 a.m. yesterday morning, okay, right, and stayed up for the entire day. So last night I went to sleep for the first time in my life at 8:30.
Ooh.
8:30, right?
Oh my God, goo goo gaga.
I'd say I was asleep by 9, okay? Wow. And then I woke up in the middle of the night to pee because I'm at that age now, unfortunately. And I was like, oh God, please be like 2 a.m. Please tell me I have like 3 hours left. Please be even 3 a.m. That's fine. Just don't be 5:30.
Yeah.
I check my phone.
Oh, go on now. This might get me way too excited at this hour of the morning.
It's 11:20.
Oh, it's still Sunday.
It's still the Sunday.
Oh.
Lads, I got up, I peed, I read a book, and I went straight back to sleep.
Unbelievable.
What a day.
He's going to be in great form.
It's Spin with Emma, Dave and Ashley, and we're all here, everybody.
Ah, hello.
At long last.
Dave, you had the classic that lots of people have at this time of year. Loads of annual leave days to take as the year was running out. You'd really had hardly been away this year at all. So I believe...
Such a hard worker, guys.
Yeah.
I believe the first week you did a whole lot of nothing.
Yep.
We noticed you were a bit needy. You were on to us quite a bit.
Yeah. I was even texting him like, hey guys, have you seen this? You could do this on the show.
You texted Emma being like, how are you?
No, I asked her how the TFI leave card thing
went. Yeah, it was really weird.
Yeah, and then you text me being like, is Emma ever going to do the TFI leave card? You're always doing it. I'm like, why are you keeping tabs on this?
I was just curious. I had nothing to do.
The election was called way too soon.
It was called way too soon.
I was honestly like, guys, Dave texted me yesterday essentially just being like, how are you?
That's so strange.
Anyway, the latter part, you were in New York and you were busy, so welcome back.
Yes, thank you.
You have a great time?
Yeah, it was a ball. Had a ball.
Listen, as you know, things move pretty quickly on the show, so shall we bring you up to speed?
This is always my least favourite thing ever.
That's a great way to get you back on track.
I love going on holidays. I hate this part.
Well, you have to come up with witty answers for everything.
Yeah, but you also don't know what you've missed. Like, truly, you could honestly miss so much on this show if you blink.
It's been a week and a half.
Yeah, it's been one of your longest.
All right, Dave, question number one. What made us react like this last week?
Oh.
oh my God, did they bring in a load of puppies or something? They bring in a load of puppies or something really gross. They brought in a load of spiders or something. It was Shannon and her I'm a Celeb thing back again or something, wasn't it? It was something crap. It was either something amazing or something crap. I don't know. I'm going to say it was
either
the...
Guess amazing
puppies,
or crap.
Puppies, amazing.
After months and months of trying, I finally guessed Stephen's name correctly on That's Not My Name.
No! No! Did you actually?
Player one, is your name Stephen?
That is my name.
No!
I know, I knew you'd be so sad.
36 IMC cinema passes!
Yes! They're gone!
Oh my God!
They're actually gone because producer Callum got an order in the next day, so we were actually able to send them out.
I am so happy.
I know.
I'm so happy.
Oh, but you know it's back next week on the show,
like, let's never play again.
Absolutely, back to four.
It was. And you know what it was, Dave? It was the last guess. Last guess, last pair.
Well done, Emma Nolan.
It was such a great
well
moment.
Done.
It was unbelievable. All right, number two, Dave. Why did we play this absolutely sick remix on the show last week?
Okay, I like it. Is it? Oh, that was Pitbull. Pitbull is playing the Three Arena, and you are playing not the Three Arena, but you're playing Sweeney Todd or something.
Yeah.
You're doing a play of Sweeney Todd. Did you try and... Oh, right, here's my idea. Is Pitbull on at the same time as Sweeney Todd, so you decided to merge the two and see if Pitbull would be game for that? Would he be game for merging his show and your show together?
Damn it, why wasn't he here last week? That's a great idea. Yeah, you're half right. So Pitbull announced a Three Arena date and it clashes with the opening night of the musical I'm in.
That's what I was going to say.
So I asked listeners, should I quit Sweeney Todd and go see Pitbull? And surprisingly, everyone said no.
Okay, good.
So I'm still in the musical.
Right, so we have to go to that then.
Oh no, we're going. We are spamming our Instagrams with that night.
Right, okay.
Okay, you're doing really well. Question three, Dave. Why did listener Max send us this voice note while you're away?
Ants in your pants, ants in your walnut whip.
Ants in your walnut whip? Ants in your pants. Is walnut whip a euphemism?
No, but it would be a great one.
That's actually right there, isn't it?
Ants in your pants.
Your walnut whip.
And your walnut whip.
It was after nine.
So funny, I hadn't even thought about that at the time.
I would say it's something to do with... like a bad feeling or something, like you've got ants in your pants, like that is like you got bitten. Did someone get bitten?
No.
Ah.
But you're not like, yeah.
No, he's essentially wrong.
His tongue could have gotten bitten, this lad.
I suppose, yeah. So basically we were talking about times when you bought a food product that was a bit wonky, like having like a Malteser with no filling or something.
Oh yeah, like a snack bar without the biscuit.
Yes. And Max got in touch and said he had a walnut whip that had no cream, but instead it was full of ants eating the cream.
What?
And he sent us a photo of it, and it was truly one of the most horrifying things I've ever seen. I was in Lidl at the weekend, I saw walnut whips, and I was like, ah!
No!
It was a really bad PR day on the show.
It's a really bad PR day for walnut whips.
It really was.
The photo was gross. We counted 13 ants from one glance.
Oh, it was sick.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely sick. All right, final one, Dave.
Oh my God, I'm looking at the photo. That's awful.
Horrendous.
I feel like we should all go buy walnut whips, though, just to make sure that they know they're not all like that.
Justice for the walnut
just
whip.
For, you know, I'm a company man. And
final one, Dave. What happened to Chapel Rowan since you've been gone?
I hate this
disclaimer
show.
Disclaimer before you guess, I hated this.
I hate this show.
I hated this
she's
whole
a liar.
Part.
She's
okay,
a liar.
Well, when you said what happened to Chaperone, I was like, oh, she's finally been cancelled. I was like, there we go. It's been done. What I think happened is did someone get like a toy pig that snorts or something and you decided to put it to tunes? So... As in, like, Chaperone.
Mm. God, we need to come up with some new ideas on the show.
You're in the realm of shape of animal. Basically, the viral hippo Moo Deng, somebody released a song about him, about her.
Right, okay.
And we actually discovered that Moo Deng is actually featured on loads of songs on the Spin playlist. So when we just went back to have a listen to them, like, with that in mind, you could just hear all sorts of crazy.
Yeah.
It's good to know that even when you go away for 2 weeks, nothing really changes.
And you know when that was? Friday.
It was that. Yeah, it seemed like a Friday day.
All right, welcome back to Spins, Bully Chat.
Recharged.
This has been Good Morning. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling. Hope all is well with you.
What's happening?
Good morning. I saw a headline last week that I thought was mad. I did not know, and don't get me wrong, this is mean, but I actually consider crows like the rats of the sky.
Crows?
I think they're gross.
Crows are really intelligent.
Yeah, I didn't know how intelligent they are. Did you know that crows can have the ability to make kind of tools that would help them in whatever they need in their world?
Like twig tools.
And apparently they can count up to four.
Yeah, they can, they can talk. Yeah. Like
I thought everything could talk.
Do you know Owen Colgan? He's a comedian, and he basically has crows, and he like trains them.
Stop.
Yeah, it's really cool.
What do you mean a crow can count up to four?
It's like a crow is more intelligent than a parrot.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh wow, because parrots just kind of copy it. Yeah. But maybe crows have
own. Crows can actually like mimic as opposed to just copy. Like, parrots can only do their own voice, whereas crows can mimic.
That's gas. Well, the actual headline I read late last week, was that they can hold grudges against humans for up to 17 years.
Really?
Which is unbelievable.
Because I think I do remember hearing about them, they can remember faces and stuff like
that. Yeah.
When did Dave know so much about crows?
I don't know. I didn't know this much about crows. I'm finding out in real time.
I feel so dumb because I don't know anything about crows.
I don't know about crows until now. 17 years, I'm trying to think. Obviously, some people can be cruel to animals. I'm not even saying that. But what kind of basic kind of grudges could they hold against humans? Not giving them a bit of bread? Like,
do they live that long?
Guess they do if they can hold a grudge.
So, Ashley, crows.
It got me thinking about other things that random that animals hold revenge against. So a Siberian tiger and revenge. They're the largest tiger subspecies. And in 1997, this Russian poacher, he shot and wounded a tiger and then stole its kill. So not only hurt the bloody tiger, then stole
his kill.
Yeah. So then the tiger tracked down this lad in his cabin, waited for him, and then just killed and ate him when he returned.
Oh, good.
Shame.
I deserved. No.
Yeah, well, if you shot him, you
know. I mean, that's a bad day to be the tiger. Deserved.
Back in 2016, elephants in this district in India, they launched a series of attacks on villages. It's because a male elephant was poisoned and killed by poachers.
I remember reading about this.
The elephants obviously got it wrong because these poor local people in the village weren't responsible for it.
Mm.
But they got a bit confused, obviously, and they attacked this village, but ransacked it completely. But it wasn't actually, the poacher wasn't a part of that community.
Probably the elephant's a bad name.
Yeah,
then
in that story, the elephants don't come across great.
No, they don't.
But I love elephants. I love them, but they're great.
They should have discussed.
For all our elephant listeners.
They should have figured it out a bit better. You guys.
Just making sure she doesn't offend the elephant community.
Just not to be mean to the elephant community this morning. This octopus, very intelligent apparently, strong vision and memory capabilities. And they can also massively seek revenge, hold these big grudges. Hello. There's a lad, an octopus called Truman. And he's
love
at
that.
The New England Aquarium, and he just developed this random dislike for a woman volunteer. Wasn't into her crack at all.
Sexist.
So he'd randomly shoot a stream of water at her whenever he had the chance.
Maybe he fancied her.
Then this girl left for college, and he didn't exhibit this behaviour towards anyone else at all. She returned months later, and immediately he was back shooting water at her.
No.
Stop.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
That's cool.
This is great. Stray dogs, right? A man found a stray dog in his parking space, and nasty LB kicked it out of the way before parking his car. The dog brought a group of other dogs and they absolutely destroyed his car.
Oh, God, thank God.
It's not
You're getting
funny.
Graphic.
No. The car itself was covered in scratches, poos.
Oh, that's
wheeze,
funny.
You name
that's
it.
That's brilliant.
That's like a cartoon.
They made dents, they were biting the windshield wipers. And the guy the next morning went out to the car being like, what the hell? And he learned from a neighbour that a gang of stray dogs had gone, including the lad he kicked.
That's fun. I like the thought that the dogs didn't realise it was a human doing this and they thought it was the car.
Thought it was the car, but you know what? Go destroy the car. Dead right.
Love that.
Yeah, dead right.
I want to give a shout out to the train conductor on the 940 train from Maynooth to Connolly Station yesterday morning.
Oh, right, okay. Very specific.
Because I have never experienced a more jolly train announcement in my time in this country where I've lived for my whole life. It was very American. So we were just kind of approaching Connolly Station. And
anytime anyone's ever a little bit happy, she was very American.
Yeah. It wasn't like us at all.
We're miserable over here.
Literally. So as we're approaching Connolly Station, like an announcement comes on the train. They're like, this is a train announcement. So I was like, oh, damn. So pull out the headphones like, are we about to get stuck or something? And he goes, good morning. And I was like, oh, hello, I'm listening. He goes, thank you very much for choosing Erin Road, Erin. We are just approaching Connolly Station, so our time together is sadly coming to an end. And I was like, oh, hello, personality. He goes, make sure you have all your belongings with you. You don't want to have to go looking for them in Lost and Found. Or worse, you don't want them to end up as someone else's Christmas present.
Oh, I like this guy.
Yeah, timely for the time of year. And then he goes, so go ahead and have yourself a fantastic day. And remember, you do not get a second chance at today. So try not to let the small things get you down.
Stop it.
Sorry, what a king.
What a king. I was like, this needs to be rolled out across all the drivers. I don't care how shy.
You know what I think?
You can just imagine the show. Just so you know, you're a powerful queen and you can do whatever the hell you want.
There's nothing more disappointing than getting on the bus to kind of a not jolly bus driver.
Yeah.
I love the lads who were like, hello, how are you? Where are you off to? Oh, jeez, you're dressed up Friday. Yeah. Where are you going?
No, and I'm paraphrasing, like, it was minutes long.
That's incredible.
It was unbelievable.
Fair. Did you look around and see other people smiling?
Yeah, I tried, but they weren't really... not really going with it. It was just me.
That's a man who's just recently found out how to do the Tannoy system on the train.
Oh, he was definitely in his first week.
Yeah. Yeah, get him this time next year.
Get off the train.
Get your crap. Bring it with you.
We'll bin it if it's left.
It's 7:47 now. Good morning.
What's happening?
This week we're teaming up with FlyFit. We're giving away a 6-month roaming FlyFit membership. And I feel like it's such a great time to do this because it's always like a January thing that people do.
That's true.
And it's such a phasey time of year, January, and people kind of generally give up. I feel like kickstarting this in November is a really good idea because come January, you're going to be in the flow.
Yeah. And when everyone else is the newbies coming in, not that you'll do anything but make them feel lovely and welcome. You'll be like, I've been here for ages.
Absolutely.
In your head.
But you'll do a little hair flick.
A little.
Do you know what I mean? Like, in their face.
I already know how to use this machine, but...
Yeah, I always wonder with January and stuff like that, like, I would be put off joining the gym in January because of people all joining the gym in January.
So busy as well.
Do you know what I mean? That's what I was thinking. So, like, it'd be perfect. Get a month done now. Take a break for Christmas in January. And then go back.
In February.
But you could be the person in January who's like, oh, do you want a hand? I can show you how to do this.
I hate people like that.
And you can also kind of have a moan with the other regulars and go, here they all come in now.
Would you stop the two of you?
Do you want a hand?
Didn't you start like at the end of November?
You've been out of the gym for a while now since you were in New York.
I know, yeah. It's been like, I went 3 times last week and then obviously New York, I didn't go once and I've just been eating nothing but Joe's Pizza and Shake Shack.
And pretzels.
It's
how are the
not
queues
good.
For Joe's Pizza? It's a very famous place in New York, Dave, for me to go when I was there in May. And sure, like if I wanted to queue for an hour and a half, I would have, but I didn't.
Yeah, 40 minutes I queued again.
Really?
Yeah. But yeah, so I need to work that all off in the gym this week.
Listen, FlyFit have classes, no contract, excellent personal trainers and the highest spec equipment. Both myself and Dave and Aisling, we all demoed an exercise to you on the show a little while ago. One of those exercises was fake and it was up to you to determine which one of us was telling a bit of a lie this morning. Keenan is standing by. How are you?
Not too bad.
How was your weekend?
It was good, yeah.
What did you do?
It was good.
Anything nice, anything fun?
It was my ma's 50th.
So very nice.
We had a party in the house.
Oh, that class.
Great.
Was it a late night?
It was, yeah.
Was there an El Sing song at the end?
No, thankfully I went to bed before that started.
Okay.
Keen, we're going to come into our gym, the Emma, Dave and Aisling gym, for your chance to win the 6-month roaming FlyFit membership. You need to figure out which one of the exercises we're doing is fake. So I'm going to kick off here now. I'm down and I'm...
What are you doing there, Emma?
That's you, Emma.
I'm just in the middle of my power sneeze twists.
Oh, interesting. I'm over here doing my shoulder press. Oh god, I've so many muscles.
Yeah, and I'm just here with my little kettlebell. I'm doing a kettlebell lunge. Keep hitting it off my microphone, sorry.
I feel like you're doing it on purpose.
Yeah, almost. I don't really know what I'm doing.
Alright, Keane, one of us is telling a fib, one of us is not doing any exercises at all. Which one is telling a fib?
Has to be Emma.
Emma.
Surely.
And your sneeze twists?
My power sneeze twists.
You've never heard of a power sneeze twist? It's a FlyFit special.
Is it?
Listen, Keane, you have just won yourself a 6-month roaming FlyFit membership. Woo!
Thanks very much.
You're very welcome, Keane. Have a great day.
Cheers, thank you.
Cheers. Isn't that so handy? Just job done. 6 months, free roaming.
First thing on a Monday.
Love
as well.
On a Monday as well, great start to the week. Yeah. You'll be in the gym today, starting the week off right. We'll give you another chance to win with FlyFit. 6 month... 6 month roaming membership. Tomorrow on the show we'll do that after 9:30.
Nothing feels better than new muscles and when they're free.
So true, Dave. No. So true. Here's Double Roan. This is Hot to Go. You're listening.
You can write that one down now.
Amber Ronan, hot to go on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. She's had a busy few weeks. She has split from her management as it stands an independent artist.
I'd say they're like, thank God, get away.
She has demanded an apology for her photographer, saying that they were very disrespectful. Dead right, I say.
I think she's absolutely dead right.
Yeah. I love this. She's kind of new to this level of success, but doing it her way.
She's really not changing anything about herself. And honestly, when I say things like, I'd say her management are like buzzing to get rid of her, and also that I think she'll be cancelled soon. I still love her, by the way. I think she's amazing. But I think that she's not really the normal celebrity.
No, she's not.
Definitely
and I presume someone who just has the first album out and is doing really well would be, you know, typically over the years, just, yes, of course, sir.
Exactly.
Whatever the label wants.
She does have a tall task ahead whenever the second album comes out, because there were so many bangers on the first.
True.
And she's so kind of confident.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Borderline cocky that, like, she's going to have to really bring it
I think she will, though.
She debuted that new song on SNL a couple of weeks ago. It's very country, very fun. Very demure, very mindful, very nice, very nice, very nice.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
I think it's great.
Spins Fully Charged is on.
Hello, good morning.
Oh, good morning. Happy Monday.
What is the crack? Dave and Ash were just putting up on the screen here in the studio photos of Barry Keoghan and Paul Mescal. They were hanging out together last night.
They look really well together, to be fair.
Yeah, they look great.
Every second story that Barry Keoghan posts on Instagram has a shamrock emoji on it. He just makes everything Irishy, doesn't he? It's great.
I'm Irish, guys, just by the way.
Yeah. There was some sort of Oscars-like... Pre-show. Is that the Governor's Awards?
Oh, okay.
Is that the, like, tech version of the Oscars, like the behind-the-scenes ones? I don't know. Anyway,
I have no idea, but they were there.
They were there in front of an Oscars sign.
Yeah,
and they both looked really slick, but as soon as I saw the picture, I was reminded of a very detailed dream I had about Barry Keoghan the other night.
Oh, go on.
And in this dream, Barry Keoghan was ruining my life, but I loved him so much.
We were together, like?
Oh, he was my fella. Like,
oh,
my
really?
My ultimate fella. And I remember this one part of the dream, we were in a car driving down some motorway and it was so hot, like it was like somewhere like Nevada vibes.
Right.
And it was roasting hot and I was like, Barry, would you please roll down the window? And he was like, nah, I like it warm. I was like, oh, but please, Barry. I just opened the window and he was like, no. And I remember the girls were like, you need to end this relationship, Emma's killing you. And I was like, no, I love him.
I love him, I do.
In the dream, did you develop a Liberty's accent as well?
I love him, I do.
You know when you wake up from a dream and it takes you a while to realise Barry Keoghan's not your fella?
Yeah.
I actually was like, huh.
No, it's like, and then when you saw the picture of him, you were like brought straight back.
There he is.
Those terrible days.
There's my ex.
When you went out with Barry Keoghan.
I was following his stories over the last while and I was like, God, he doesn't know I exist. And I was fully in a car being like, ah, please, Barry, you be down the window, I'm roasting. Question for you. You probably don't, but you may remember where you were on the 17th of November, 2022. That was a Thursday, believe it or not. What if we say that was the day you ever first heard this theme tune on the radio? It's very catchy, guys.
It's the girly quiz. Woo! Makeup, nails and tears. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
It's worth remembering 2 years in that, would you believe, I also contributed vocals to that.
You just can't hear them.
And the head of production said, nah, we'll leave Emma off. Just let Ash do it. And I thought, you know what?
She's in there. If you had micro ears, you'd hear something in the background.
But it was a team effort on those wonderful lyrics.
It was. We went in together. Yesterday marks the second anniversary, I can't believe this, of the first time we ever played the girly quiz on this show. If you leave us at, say, 8:30 in the morning to go into work, you might even know what the girly quiz is.
Oh, that'd be insane.
How sad for you. This is a game we play every single Thursday now for the last 2 years, where Emma and I essentially kind of bully Dave.
Yep.
We ask him three questions a week that only girls would know, and we see how Dave does. Obviously, at the time that we started this, Dave, you didn't have a girlfriend.
No.
But you lived with four girls.
Lived with four girls, yeah.
You only started working with two.
I was going on dates a lot.
You were quite outnumbered by women, would you say, in your life. So we said we better teach him a thing or two, essentially.
Yes, and get him ready for maybe when he does meet that special someone. And how lovely that you finally have.
Buzzing. I could use all of my girly quiz knowledge.
Yeah.
Tampon, I know what that is now.
I'd say those tights are 20s an hour, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, that's not the big announcement. Dave having a girlfriend is old news. But just in case you've never heard the girly quiz, let's throw it back to one of the very first questions that Dave faced. What is an LBD?
Lads, these are... What the hell? Lip balm...
dispenser.
Yeah. Listen, it's great fun. We play it every Thursday. We enjoy it a lot. I think secretly Dave does love it too. And typically it's a stream of consciousness when he's trying to figure out what an answer is that just has us all howling.
I love when I win because it really sets the girls back. Like yeah. They're really fuming. And do you know what's even better when I win? When I win 2 weeks in a row, they freak out.
On nights out, Dave is often accosted with, "You're the fella from the girly quiz."
Yeah.
And I've met girls out who say that every week they take the three questions that we've asked Dave in the morning and bring it to the lads in their own office.
Really?
So there's plenty of crack to be had with this. Some familiar faces have also taken on the girly quiz when Dave's on his holidays, the likes of Calvin from the Talking Bee podcast.
Oh yeah.
Our boyfriends, Jack, my boyfriend, was on last week. Ashling's boyfriend Alex on the week before.
Yeah.
Dave's housemate Ben has been here, and we also brought the girly quiz on the road. We went to colleges and different parts of Dublin.
Yeah, we went all over, didn't we?
Of September, and had great fun with that.
But yeah, it is now time to stop gatekeeping the girly quiz. It is no longer just for us, because this Christmas,
wait,
for the first time ever, the girly quiz will be available for you at home. How cool is this? We are giving you access to our past girly quiz questions for you to play with your family at Christmas, where you can battle it out with your very own board game.
Yay! I was telling my mom and dad about this at the weekend just as a little sneak preview. Yeah. And my dad was like, "That's a fucking brilliant idea. I hope they're selling it for a million." No, we wouldn't do that to you now. But we will let you know in due course how you're going to be able to get your hands on this over the next week. We're also going to look for your help to help design the game.
Yeah,
we're
going
to get your input. Then we're going to get it produced, and it's going to be ready just before Christmas.
Obviously, there's different elements to this of how to work the game, and there's been loads of meetings and chats about this. But you are going to have the crack with the men in your life over Christmas should you get your hands on one of these. So as Ash said, we'll keep you up to date and we want you to be a part of it as well. So,
and by the way, if you know me and we're close, then you, yes, that is your Christmas present.
Yeah. More to come on that, but really excited for you to have the game. You're on Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I woke up to absolutely brilliant news this morning. I woke up about 5 minutes before my alarm, so I said, "I'm not getting out of my warm, comfy bed." I said, "I'll have a little flick on Instagram."
Excuse me?
On Instagram. You're too quick for you. Very good. Oh, can we play a song? Did I have to rein this back?
Okay, sorry, go again. So you're on Instagram.
So I woke up to great news this morning. I woke up about 5 minutes before my alarm and I said, "I'm not going to get out of my nice warm comfy bed, so I'll open Instagram." Yeah. And the first post on my feed was about Beyonce.
Okay.
I'm not going to say the name. And it was a short video of Beyonce standing on the bonnet of a car. And from the side, an American football is thrown to her, which she catches aptly.
Okay.
And afterwards, it flashes up on the screen, "Christmas Day, Houston, Texas, halftime show."
Oh.
So this is kind
Christmas
of interesting.
Day.
Obviously, the Super Bowl halftime show is kind of the big performance that happens in February at the end of the NFL season. But now they're kind of like obviously trying to make a big thing out of the halftime show that happens on the Christmas Day game.
Oh my God.
Okay, cool.
I never knew there was a Christmas Day game.
There is always a Christmas Day game. Maybe two.
That's ridiculous.
It's a big thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's kind of exciting because I'm going to be in America for Christmas this year, so I'll be able to watch it live at the right time zone. But it's also going to be streamed on Netflix, so this is going to be a really big deal.
Oh, that's good on Christmas Day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Beyonce's going to do the halftime show.
Just for the halftime show, now I have no interest.
Exactly, absolutely. Naturally, for this performance, you know, I would imagine she'll do like a string of kind of greatest hits, like the Super Bowl halftime show generally has.
Oh, she gets triple time working on Christmas Day.
Triple time, yeah, she's triple pay.
Triple time, yeah. That's a good point.
€18 an hour.
Yeah. Right.
But I would imagine, since this performance is taking place on Christmas Day, that she's going to Christmasify some of her big songs, as would only be appropriate.
Yes.
So I've done the honours of prepping some lyric changes ahead of the big gig. So I've gone through some very famous Beyonce songs and I've Christmasified the lyrics.
Okay. Brilliant.
Would you like to hear Texas Hold'em sung on Christmas Day at the halftime show?
I'd love to. Okay, let's go.
This is Christmas.
Hell yeah.
Woo! Pull my cracker. Wear your crown, 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 crown.
Love it.
Two more Ferrero and 10 more roses.
gained 5 pounds, pounds, pounds,
pounds, pounds.
Excellent.
That's really good.
Yeah. Yep. Then we're obviously going to move into more of a ballad, and this one will be kind of actually emotional.
Oh.
And this will be a bit of a sad one next. If I were a toy, opened on Christmas Day, I'd sit nice and still in my wrapping and pray I get a kid who don't throw. Your tears shed for that one.
Oh, that's my God. Yeah. Do you know what I'm actually really impressed by? You're singing. Every time I hear Ashley sing, I'm like, I totally forget she can sing.
Totally forget. You wouldn't know by looking at her.
She's such a loser.
Bit of Beyonce to you.
And then, obviously, lastly, it is Christmas Day, so we have to bring a little bit of religion to the whole affair. So we'll end on a new version of Who Run the World. Born in stable, no Wi-Fi, no cable, laid in manger, then wise men appeared, stranger danger. They brought fancy gifts, times three. Who run the world? Jesus. We redeemed that, didn't we?
There's been so many emotions in the last
Can I just say, Ashling Butter had 30 minutes to prep that whole thing. It was incredible.
Okay, someone out there has come up with something very good.
Yeah, they have. They said, Joshua says, I'm just surprised we didn't get a rendition of All the Jingle Ladies.
Oh, Josh!
She's
Joshua,
on the floor.
I quit. I'm useless.
All the Jingle Ladies.
It would have been too obvious, Josh. Ladies. Too obvious.
I love the disappointment from Joshua. It's like I really let him down.
He was waiting for it. He was waiting. Yeah. It's going to come up.
Morning.
Welcome back, Dave. From the city that never sleeps.
Do the honours, why don't you? Don't even give us a chance.
Did you miss me loads?
Oh, we did, of course.
Yeah,
I was obviously away for the last 2 weeks. I took the first week off after the election. I wanted to just watch the election. I didn't realise that that would only last one day. Not even 24 hours, and we knew the outcome of it. And
you were pretty bored, I think, the first week.
I was, and then I was like texting Emma, like, how are you?
Yeah, it was really weird.
Any news? Any crack?
Really strange.
Yeah, I don't even ask him that when I'm in work.
He's asking me for recommendations on things to do in New York that he didn't even do.
I didn't do any of them. No, you're absolutely right. But then I did go...
He kept joining work calls that on his week off. I was like, is that... I'd be zooming into my Zoom like... Is that Dave?
I was like, I don't even have my camera on.
He was sitting at home in his hoodie. Like,
not only was he sitting at home watching, I was contributing.
Yeah,
he actually asked questions.
I asked two questions. I'm a bit of a company man ever since I went away. But anyway, I went to New York there with my girlfriend, and basically she was there for work, and I felt like Kevin McAllister. Because I was just let free, like roam free in New York for like a couple of days while she worked. Yeah. I kind of felt like I was on holidays with my working single mother. Do you know what I mean? Because...
I'm sure she loves hearing that this morning.
Well, she was going to meetings.
Whoa. Real sexy trip.
She was going... Pippa was going to meetings and I'm like, can I have money for Dunkin' Donuts?
God, Pip, I'd say you've never been more trash to him. Happy Pet. Yeah, good morning, Pet.
Oh, Christ. That's the end of that relationship.
She's there going to boardroom meetings, she's going to events and things like that. And I'm like, hey, babe, look, I'm on the top of the Empire State Building. And she's like, that's very good, sweetie.
Just don't forget to bring home something for dinner.
Exactly, yeah. So that was kind of my week. For the first 2 days in New York, it was just me on my own, just kind of walking around and things like that.
What did you do?
I went to the top of the Empire State Building. I nearly got in for free as well.
Oh.
Because I walked by the woman and she was like, you got your tickets? And I was just like, yes. Thinking, maybe she's the ticket lady. I've already walked past her. She's not doing her job very well. And I thought, yes. And she was like, okay. And didn't check. So I was like, I'm going to keep walking. Then I got to the scary security part. And I was like, okay, I need to go back and get tickets. She kind of saw me walking back to get the tickets.
That's kind of fun, though, being in New York on your own.
Yeah, it was really fun, to be fair. And then I went to the 86th floor or something like that. And you can basically... I didn't realise it, but I thought you go up to the top, but then you go up to this like viewing platform inside and you just get it to look at a load of windows, right?
Oh.
And I was like, that's kind of crap. I want to do the Kevin McAllister be on the top of the Empire State Building.
You gotta go outside. Out.
That's the thing. I thought you'd go outside. Turns out you have to upgrade for that, right?
Boom.
So then I was going to, I was kind of done with viewing out the windows and I thought, right, I'll just go down. And they were like, this one's going up. Who has the upgrade? And I was like, I do. And she was like, cool, in here. And I went into the lift. No one ever asked me for a ticket. So if you go to the Empire State Building, do not buy a ticket.
Are you serious?
I swear. They don't check it. They're like, it's like $70, right? I paid 40 and got 70 quid's worth.
There's something Dave.
Funnier about this story, the fact that Dave's doing Movember and has what looks like a fake moustache on. So it's like you're like duping them with a fake moustache on. Yeah,
they'll never know. Some other takeaways from New York. I saw a guy yell, taxi! I thought that was quite interesting. I did not hear, hey, I'm walking here, so I was kind of disappointed in that. Mm. I figured that New Yorkers are either the nicest people ever or the worst people ever. Ooh. Some of them are so, so mean and they just do their own thing. And yeah, that was kind of my week. Kind of did everything.
That sounds a bit crappy.
No, it was so much fun.
I kind of wish you had a GoPro on your head. I would have watched along with what you were doing the whole time.
Yeah, do you know the way sometimes they say, oh, I'd love to put a little GoPro on my dog and just see what they get up to for the day? I'd love to just see Dave wandering New York for the day.
I guarantee he'd be like, Cheesecake Factory.
He'd be like, oh, donuts, yeah.
Yeah, class. So the whole trip, though, was leading up to meeting my girlfriend's older brother who lives in New York City.
Okay.
Yeah, it was the whole thing. It was leading up to it.
That's terrible. You should have got it out of the way on day one. That's hanging over you the whole
time. He was in LA. I couldn't. I had to wait for him to fly over.
You're so international.
I did meet the brother, and I will tell you about it in a minute.
How tall is this man?
He is 6'6".
Oh, God.
God, oh.
I am the size of his leg. Good morning. I was just telling you I'm back from New York, and the whole trip to New York was kind of leading up to meeting my girlfriend's older brother who lives over in New York. Mm-hmm. That's kind of a part of why we were there as well, to meet him and things like that, meet the family. So we organised to meet him on the Friday night in this lovely rooftop bar that he has booked for us to all go and enjoy a night together. And I'm sitting there and I'm worried, and Pippa's sitting there.
Before we go any further, I need to know what you're wearing.
I was wearing I was wearing these kind of like just black jeans, like not
lovely.
Skinny jeans, but
shirt.
Black jeans, shirt.
Good.
And put a t-shirt underneath the shirt.
Lovely, perfect.
So it was cool New York.
Cool vibes.
Do you know what I mean? Cool vibes.
I can visualise it, I'm good.
Yeah, and so anyway, I sit there on the table, and Pippa's nervous as well because she says that like me and her brother are very alike. In some ways that were like, we slag people and things, and the other might get offended by the other slagging the other person.
All right, okay. Taking it a bit too far sometimes,
yeah,
you might say.
That's she was quite nervous. Anyway, we're sitting there, we're having a drink, and then in walks this 6'6", like...
monster.
Insanely handsome dude who's so cool, who's just flown in from LA.
Oh, wow.
To his New York City apartment, dropped his stuff, and then came up to the restaurant to meet us. And I was kind of like, you're the coolest person I've ever met.
Yeah.
Right? Just that whole sentence is something I'll never be able to say in my whole life.
Yeah, I know. This dude works in tech. He's incredibly successful, and he's just so, so cool, right? So he comes, obviously I have to say that because of course he's listening.
So he walks in and we
have a chat and everything. It's kind of awkward at the start.
These things always are. It always just takes a little bit of wiggle room, and then you're fine.
I'm sitting like on the edge of the table, so I have to get out before he, you know, to say hello or to let Pippa out to see her brother that she hasn't seen in months.
Yeah.
So I got out and I was like, so do you want to say hello to me first or Pippa? Sorry, hello. I shook his hand. He was just like, bad start.
Did he say that?
No, he was just a bit of crack. He was just kind of laughing away or whatever. And I'm honestly the size of this man's leg. Like, it's quite intimidating. But he was very, very sound. Very my vibe. Like, at one point he was like, so what do you do like after you finish work and so forth? I was like, oh, I go to the gym. He was like, really? And he was just like, Pippa's like, he's doing Movember, and he's like, really? You know what I mean? That kind of a vibe. Like, he's very, very cool.
You met your match.
We then order food. I ordered the most expensive thing on the menu because I think I'll pay for it. And don't end up paying. Pippa actually pays the bill. I just order steak, right? But it's like very expensive, very swanky. And then she pays that, and I'm like, oh God, she's just paid the bill. And she refuses to let anyone else pay the bill. So I'm like, please let me pay the bill. Please let me pay, because you know, your brother's here.
Yeah.
But no, she's paying the bill. I'm like, grand. We go to a bar after, we go for drinks, and I'm like, that's fine, I'll get the rounds in. Turns out, the brother has already put the card behind the bar.
Oh, he knows the
how I'm works. Ordering rounds on his card.
Oh, no!
I have walked away from this very expensive night.
I'll get this.
I've walked away from this very expensive night having not paid a cent, this tiny little, what looks like a fake mustache on my face and being the size of this man's leg. But apart from that, after we left on the Saturday, he said, thumbs up, approval.
I don't know how.
I don't know how. I brought the bagels and the coffee and the drinks the next day.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I literally was like, please let me pay for literally everything.
Yeah. Dave walking in and has a carrier bag full of donuts. How are you lads? Here you go.
He's like, here man, have you ever been up the Empire State Building? Here's a ticket to the top.
Taylor Swift and I Can Do It With a Broken Heart. Sometimes when I'm sitting at home after working in the morning and I'm like, oh, I really couldn't be arsed going to the gym today or doing a walk today, and then I think the Taylor Swift is still on the Eras tour.
Oh, stop.
She's still doing that bloody tour.
She's really killing it for all of us who are just trying to, you know, skive off work.
She's nearly finished, though. Apparently, she only has six dates left.
Six dates left after 121 shows. There must be some days where she's like, I couldn't be bothered today.
So six left, 121 shows, so that's 127 shows.
Sorry, is in total 121 shows, so whatever, 115 right, done or whatever.
You could say it's the end of an era.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. I like it, yeah. Just wanna
wake up with Emma, Dave, and Ashley.
I like it like that.
It's Emma, Dave, and Ashley. Spins Fully Charged is on. Let's go.
Good morning. We're all here.
Morning.
Ah, not nice.
All three with the full compliment, as our boss would say.
The annual leave is out the door. We haven't a drop left between us, so we're all here now till at least 2025.
Exactly. Here for the foreseeable. On Friday's show, when you weren't here, Dave, we were chatting briefly about the new social media app, Blue Sky.
Yeah, what is this?
It's kind of like a replacement for Twitter.
Deadly.
I think it's like a Twitter that's not like as miserable and cesspity.
And not run by Elon Musk.
Isn't that what Threads was meant to do?
Yeah, I know. And nobody really hopped
on
Threads.
Except Emma Nolan apparently uses it all the time.
I can't delete it now. It's so annoying.
Yeah, you can't delete it unless you delete your whole
Instagram. Pain.
Such a scam. So a few people were joining Blue Sky last week on sharing their handles on Instagram. So I said on Friday confidently, I'm going to, over the weekend, become Blue Sky famous. I said, I'm going to hop on this app in its infancy and I'm going to become huge.
Okay.
I'm happy to report after the weekend I have one follower.
Woo!
And that follower is former Spin newsreader Andrew Louth.
Okay.
Brilliant. He's also the only person that I follow and I've done one post.
You said you were going to tweet multiple times a day for 2 days.
I know.
And see what clicks.
I felt that this post would be enough to get me loads of followers.
What was it?
My post was, let's bring follow for follow back. And so I followed Andrew. He followed me back.
Okay,
and that was a success story.
So in actual fact, what's just happened is you have a new communication route for Andrew Louth.
Yeah, but Andrew's doing pretty well on it.
Is he? Well,
he's got over 500 followers.
Wow. He's a journalist, isn't he?
Yeah. I signed up as well.
Did you?
I don't remember what my username is.
Follow for follow. I'll follow you. Follow me back.
I don't know if you'll be able to find me because I can't remember what my username is already. And I had to do it via...
It's Andrew Loud.
Spins Fully Charged. Recharged.
God, the internet had a great fun roasting Donald Trump last week.
What?
I know.
My Donald?
Just last week?
Brand new information. A brand new thing. Donald Trump getting roasted online. Wow. No, it was very, very particular reason. And honestly, after the week that was and the week before, it was kind of the laugh I think everyone needed online. To say that I had tears in my eyes when I saw these roasts online. And they're just very funny. Essentially, it's all because of his new cabinet picks. Okay. Mm. So at the beginning, he essentially made up a federal department called the Department of Government Efficiency.
You know why that is, though?
Why?
So that is DOGE, which is a cryptocurrency that Elon Musk has bought into called Dogecoin.
Oh, yeah.
And Doge is Doge is a meme of a dog and was turned into a cryptocurrency, and Elon Musk thinks it's funny, put money into it just for the crack, and now wanted to be head of DOGE. Because he's a loser.
So it's a bit of a joke, like.
Yeah, it is a joke.
So he literally
But it is real. He has made a department for Elon.
Exactly.
Yes.
As a meme.
As a meme.
That's absolutely mental.
But it's a real department.
That's where we're at right now. He also nominated a Fox News host to be a Secretary of Defense.
Oh, God. Like, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, saw that,
like,
yeah.
Come on. But obviously, Twitter, people who somehow managed to have any kind of humor left despite what's been going on, have taken to Twitter and have been comedic geniuses. So, for example, example, the official statement every time he nominated someone else or employed someone else, essentially, there was that official, very stern-looking picture of Trump on Twitter and the announcements coming through. People took that and ran with it with the picture. Donald Trump announces that Dua Lipa will lead the Department of Tourism and Travel Management. Dua Lipa, of course, famous for always being on holidays. That's a joke. Donald Trump announces Nadine Coyle as head of passport control.
That's very
right
good.
There. Yeah. Donald Trump announces that Sue Sylvester will lead the Department of Performing Arts.
Very good.
Donald Trump announces Chapel Roan as the next White House press secretary. She's had fun with the press lately. And someone else online saying, every Trump appointment is like Donald Trump has appointed the Grinch as the director of the Department of Christmas. Right?
Okay, yeah, very good.
This is kind of the vibe. So I was thinking of others that I think would be, you know, might as well go for it at this stage. Like an online joke, but on the radio. Bensel Boone will chair the Department of Backflips.
Yes.
Charlie XCX has been announced as Secretary of Airport Transportation. She always likes driving to the airports in her songs.
Oh, yeah.
Katie Taylor, Minister for Defence, that's there. Joe Curry appointed as Head of Muscles.
So some of them are real departments, some of them are completely made up.
Yeah, totally. Okay. Yeah. Billie Eilish, Chief Follicle Officer. She maintains everyone's roots, their hair, and reminds you how to keep your hair healthy after dyeing it random colours at the top.
Yes. Very nice.
Alison Rae, appointed as the Deputy Minister of Sweetness Reduction because of her song Diet Coke. Pepsi. That's
very
enough,
good.
I think.
If it's
whatever. I haven't been here in 2 weeks, leave it on. Diet Coke.
There's many there to work with, I feel, Donald, if you're listening to us this morning.
Will Smith will lead the Department of Self-Defense.
Ah, beautiful.
Or attack.
Scooby-Doo will lead the Department of Animal Control. And Sabrina Carpenter will lead the Department of Sexual Health. Because of her very, very many positions she does on stage.
Yes, yes, right. Very good. Mm. There's a role for the ambassador to Thailand, and that would go to Mu Deng. But back to the ministries. Keith Duffy will be the Minister for Transport due to Thailand.
Very good. Thailand.
Brian McFadden, Minister for Counter-Terrorism. He did say he would go and fight ISIS.
He wanted to fight ISIS,
On Twitter at one stage. And finally, the Irish Mammy will be the Minister for the Immersion.
Stop. Barry Cogan, Minister. 46A.
It's Graham Kersey.
Not your minute, you serve the breakfast roll.
There's one thing in this world that I'm terrified of, and it makes no sense to a lot of people. I understand that thing, but that is bananas. Mm. You can all attest to this.
Mm-hmm.
Explain your side of view.
Freaks out whenever I bring a banana into studio.
See, I hate the look of them.
Literally at 5 to 9, I was in the canteen. Dave was making his cookie crisp. I was making my porridge with the banana. I saw a banana peel that I had put in the bin, didn't quite make it in, and he was approaching the bin. So I swept in and put the banana peel in the bin because I would have a freak out.
These are the things we have to do.
See, I just don't like the look of them, the colour changes, the shape, the smell, without a doubt the taste, even though I've never really had one. I hate them. I think they're an abomination of food. However, what's the best way to get over a fear? I think throw yourself into the deep end.
Immersion.
Exactly. Not by eating bananas, no. But by talking about them. It's all about bananas in the news this morning. So, without further ado, I ironically welcome you to Banana Corner. Banana.
I hate that theme song.
Welcome to Banana Corner. Three wonderful stories about bananas. Story one starts off like
here,
this.
Sorry, I have a banana here.
Yeah, get it away.
Do you want to hold it?
No, I don't want to even touch it. I don't want to see it. It's disgusting. But this is interesting because story one starts off like this. Banana phobia can cause serious symptoms like anxiety and nausea and can be triggered by seeing or smelling the fruit. So thanks for putting me through that, Emma.
Sorry, Dave.
I feel seen. I didn't realise this was an actual thing. A Swedish minister's phobia of bananas has led officials to insist rooms are free of the fruit ahead of any meeting or visit, according to reports. Right? One of the leaked messages from Minister Paulina ahead of a VIP lunch, this is in Sweden, said she has a strong allergy to bananas, so it would appreciate if that there were no bananas in the areas where she'll be staying.
Wow.
Turns out she doesn't have.
Liar!
Yeah, she doesn't have an allergy to bananas. I used to say this as well. I used to say I have an allergy to bananas so people wouldn't eat them around me and I wouldn't be shown them. I hate them so much.
Actually,
So I thought, you know what, I might write to this girl and be like, I feel you, girl. I'm totally with you.
It's a good thing to say you're allergic to things you're scared of.
Yes.
Clever.
Exactly. Story two. I hate this story. Anything that praises bananas, I'm not here for, so this is a terrible headline for me.
This is immersion therapy, Dave.
A banana duct taped to a wall might sell for more than $1 million at an upcoming auction at Sotheby's in New York City.
Why?
This is all because art is weird.
Is Banksy behind it?
It's not Banksy. It's some other Italian artist named Maurizio Cattelan, and he has basically put a banana fixed to a white wall with a silver duct tape, and it's worked entitled Comedian. That's, I don't know why it's called Comedian. It's stupid. It's not art. It's a banana with duct tape on it.
They always use bananas for those stupid modern art things.
Why do they do that?
So confusing.
Yeah. But
basically, another artist took the banana off of the duct tape and ate it. And so what did the gallery do? Just put another banana there. They were like, oh well. And just put another banana
really
there.
Matter, like.
So the conceptual art has an estimated value of between $1 million and $1.5
That's
million.
Ridiculous.
Dollars.
Oh, for God's sake.
And we go to story three about B-A-N-A-N-A-S. We all know about Elon Musk and he's weird and things like that.
Yeah.
But he has Twitter, now called X, but he also has SpaceX.
Mm.
He's a big fan of X's. He's put a banana sticker on one of the rockets. And it's not just a banana, but it's a banana holding a banana. Like, it's a little character banana a banana. But the sticker is apparently, it's a well-known reference online for, a banana for scale meme on the internet, where people, like, might take a photo of, like, a fly and be like, look how big this fly is. Here's a banana to scale. Do you know what I mean? Here's a banana,
right.
So you can see the actual side of it. So he's used that as, here's a banana for scale for this rocket. Do you know what I mean? Because he's just hilarious. but yeah, that is a banana corner. How did we all enjoy? I feel better about bananas.
I enjoyed it a lot. Yeah, I'm just hoping you're okay.
I've got through it. I don't want to see one, but I'm okay talking about them.
What if I held it over here? Can you look at it?
I don't like it.
Do you think you've improved at all with your fear?
To be fair,
this is a nice, that firm one.
I don't mind this one that much. And the reason being, it looks fake.
Oh.
It looks fake. It looks plastic.
It's quite aesthetic.
What if I took a bite?
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
What even all the
don't open here? It. Why would you open it? Why would you open it?
Well, we've got nowhere, Emma.
Why would you open it?
Well, Banana Corner was a big fail then. You got nowhere with it. Spins, fully charged. Recharged. Okay, this is exciting. Not just this week, next week as well, you can win yourself some gorgeous prizes. All the thanks to Woucher Ireland. It's now live. If you go to woucher.ie, you'll find it straight away. And we're celebrating. They've given us some great prizes to give away on the show.
Maybe you want to save on that amazing spa day, maybe afternoon tea or meal out or something like that. Woucher.ie has you covered. And it's W-O-W, as in wow, and then sure, see, like share.
Like, sure.
Yeah.
Singer,
wow,
yeah.
Share. Woucher.
With Christmas coming, Woucher has a great range of products from kids' toys to home essentials, jewellery, fashion and Christmas decoration must-haves. It has literally everything. And we've unreal prizes to give away over the next week or two. From supercar experiences, hotel breaks and holidays, the whole lot. And we have two people who are vying with a chance to win that prize today.
Yeah, they are Sinead and Aoife. We'll talk to you first, Sinead. How are you?
Good, good, yeah.
What are you
all
up to?
Good. Oh, I'm just minding a sick child here.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
What's wrong?
Yeah, is it your kid or some random kid?
he's mine, yes.
What's up with him?
He's medication there.
You got medication,
what's wrong with you?
You got some medication there, Ash.
He's not well, yeah. He's just a bit chesty.
Is he on the Calpol?
He is, yeah.
And does he like Calpol?
He doesn't find it too bad.
Lovely. That's because it's lovely.
Yeah,
I love a bit of Calpol.
All weekend, so he has another day. He's a day off today, so he'll normally be in school.
Oh, very good. Okay, nice.
Very good. But we also have Aoife standing by. You're not dealing with sick children this morning, Aoife, are you?
No, not this morning.
Where are you? What are you doing?
I am just on my way to work.
Okay.
What do you do, Aoife?
I work for the HSC.
You work for the HSC.
Very good.
Oh,
and
very
are you
nice.
Well yourself?
Yeah.
Because you're looking well, what?
Okay, guys, here's how this is going to work. We have 10 doors in front of us. Behind one of those doors is Santi, who has a gorgeous prize for you, all with thanks to Woucher.ie. This is very much a total game of luck. So we'll start with you, Sinead, okay? Do you want to pick any number between 1 and 10?
8, please.
All right, door number 8. That was an idiot.
Oh, no, not on to you.
Too bad.
Over to you, Aoife. What have you got?
Three.
Nothing there either. Back to Sinead.
One, please.
One. I can't be sure. Is that Santi?
He said Merry Christmas.
I think it is. Sinead, congratulations.
Yay.
You have just
Brilliant.
Won with Woucher.
Let's find out what you've won, darling.
Ho, ho, ho. You've won a festive afternoon tea for four people at Castle Hotel.
Ooh.
And one night ready breakfast
brilliant.
For two people, including superior room upgrade at Leonardo Hotel, Parnell Street.
Oh, wow. What a name.
Oh, wow.
not bad
that's
at all.
Deadly.
You were happy with just the afternoon tea.
I literally haven't been away or anywhere in years, so I'm so thrilled. That's brilliant.
Excellent. Listen, we're sorry, Aoife. Thanks a million for giving it a lash.
Have a great day.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
So, Sinead, just to reiterate, you've won festive afternoon tea for four at Castle Hotel and a night's bed and breakfast for two in a superior room upgrade at the Leonardo Hotel on Parnell Street.
Unbelievable. Congratulations.
Well,
Sinead.
Thanks so much.
And a happy
Thank
Christmas.
You guys.
Well, you just
happy
said
Christmas.
Well.
Happy Christmas.
Instead, say
happy
voucher.
Yeah, voucher.
Voucher. Thanks a million, guys.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye. We'll give you another chance to win with voucher.ie tomorrow on the show before 7:30. But today, one Republic and David Guetta, they have just announced a 3-arena date for next September. That's just live in the next few minutes. And tickets for that will be on sale on Friday. Do you remember their older stuff before they did like team ups with like the likes of David Guetta?
They had some bangers in
Remember Apologize?
Was that One Republic? Oh, yeah, it was.
Unbelievable, wasn't it?
Such a good song.
I suppose they show that they can do more than one thing.
Aren't they brilliant?
Aren't they great? A bit versatile.
Oh, yeah, they are. They can do it all.
They're doing the 3-arena.
They're doing the 3-arena now. David Guetta, One Republic. This is I Don't Want to Wait on Spin with Emma, Dave and Ashley. Sabrina Carpenter and Taste on Spin with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Emma is now clicking.
Emma's so happy and you can hear it in her voice, and it's because we've spent the last 5 minutes talking about
her boyfriend Jack
and the Nut Grove Shopping Centre.
Nut Grove Shopping Centre is my favourite shopping centre in the world.
Will you stop clicking?
I'd love to take you to Nut Grove. Do you want to go today?
No.
Sorry.
Save it for a special occasion.
I will definitely bring you on a trip. It'll be my honour.
Thank you.
You
Someday.
Name the date and I'll be there.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.